Now baby, where you going? Oh, your phone blinking. Why you trying to hide it behind your back? Yo, then we were chilling at home. Her phone started blinking. She started acting funny. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. She gets a freaky text from some swabby dude, telling her he's getting hot and he's in the mood. She claims he texted the wrong number. Yeah, she's lying. She was begging and pleading and screaming and crying. Now I see she's on her way to meet this man. And yo, I'm on a mission to dead their plans. I checked the GPS to see where she's been, going to every spot she's ever been in. I know her little game, I can't let her win. I guess my long night is about to begin. As I cruise past slow with my eyes open wide, she better pray now I don't see them inside. Cause if I do, they better run and hide, because I'm on a rage and it's do or die.
Now who's that in the background? That sounds like a dude's voice, maybe with a few of his boys. You like, nah, that's just my TV making some noise. So what's up, I'm here maintaining, waiting with poise. About three towns over, just follow the path, but think about getting with you since I copied your man. At last, you at my front door, but nothing was said. Looking down at the ground, eyes puffy and red. I said, is everything cool? You're like, I just need sleep. I'm knee deep at the job, and the pressure is steep. Her friend beeped that she drove away. Where's your car? She said, her friend drove her here in case we went to a bar. Now that's kinda suspect, but I would question it be. I foresee a bedroom session, most definitely. Grab my coat and the keys, girl, I know a nice spot where we can chill, kick the reel to reel and buy you some shots.
Now I'm calling her phone, she's hitting ignore. I leave her a message as I open the door. I walk in the club and I see her best friend. She walks the fucking other way and she tries to pretend. I walk up to her, I ask her, where's my hun? She said she left with a friend and then she starts to run. So I chased her out the spot and I asked her again. She said, I told you before, she left with a friend. So I went to my girl's car and I felt the hood. I was trying to see if she was up to no good. It was ice cold. Now who she out with? So I know on the seat, it said meet me at 5th. I tried calling her again to ask her about this. She picks up, she says she's busy, and now I'm pissed. She hangs up on me, and now I'm headed out east on the corner of 5th. As I see the police,
I pull away and we talking as we leave my apartment. She says she left some trees in her glove compartment. Now weed smoking nowadays is not my department, but if you need to get loose, commence with the sparking. We park next to her ride. She takes out the trees on her coat and a paper that resembles a note her friend wrote. She couldn't reach her and should meet her at 5th. She said it might be important, can I give her a lift? So we head to the spot and see her friend hanging out on the low. She said, I saw your man an hour ago. Whoa, now what's this? You never mentioned that you had a man. When just then I see some cats coming out of caravan. They stepping to me asking why I'm with the man's girl. I've had trouble with these guys before, it's a small world. I never meant to disrespect you or your man. I'm looking down to see what you plan to do with your hands. I see this kid reaching his jacket, which is when I reacted. Pushed the kid in his throat, then he choked and fell backwards. Next attack with the haymaker to his friend's face. Broke his nose, I suppose, blood all over the place. Shorty turned to me, took out the can and sprayed me with mace. Direct shots in the eyes, I tried to cover my face. I felt it started yelling like my eyeballs melted. Took a hit to the dome and felt my forehead welded. What the hell, kid? I don't deserve the stress. Now here's the cops, I can't believe she got me into this mess.
Now I see my girl there talking to the police. I stepped out the car in disbelief. I see this dude bleeding laying on the street. And now my three homies are there holding some heat. The cops see my friends and commence to shoot. My girl runs to me, I yell, tell me the truth. But the shots were so loud and the air was so thick. I said, just get in the car, and we drove off real quick. So she starts telling me that it's not her fault, that this dude was stalking her and he tried to assault. Then I said, that's a lie, remember that text? I think you were dating him or giving him sex. Then my homie called me, he got away clean. He talked to that dude after he left the scene. The dude had proof that she was leading him on. I guess I gotta finish this in the next song.